Tesh Center for the Arts has started a new concert series, a Thursday night concert series that will be taking place in Brobridge at the Tesh Center. For further information, their website is teshcenterforthearts.com. And a local organization is celebrating Zero Waste Week, May 16th through the 22nd. The organization is No Waste Lafayette, and it's a week of opportunities to learn about local zero waste efforts through in-person and virtual activities. If you would like to know more about it, you can go to their Facebook page, No Waste Lafayette. There will be lots of different activities, including reconnecting with nature and looking for upstream solutions, thinking about your consumption and disposal habits. There will be visits to local refill stores and businesses who also help work towards zero waste. There will be research that you can find out more about and a repair event at the Lafayette Public Library at the end of the week for a fix-it event. Again, for information, a complete list of activities, you can go to their Facebook page, No Waste Lafayette. And there will be a songwriters event through the Acadiana Center for the Arts, Roddy Romero and Laura Huval on May 22nd. For information on the location on that and ticket information, you can go to acadianacenterforthearts.org. And for information at the end of this week about UL's commencement, you can go to their website and find out where all of the different commencement activities are taking place, both the general and the different colleges where those individual graduations will take place. In Lake Charles, the Children's Theater Company will be doing a variety of workshops for children, one called Extreme Theater, another Wild Things, and Kids in Showbiz. You can go to their website, childrenstheater.cc, to take a look at what workshops are being offered and when. The Hilliard Art Museum on the UL campus has a number of exhibits on display now, one by Nancy Macko, The Fragile Bee, that will be up through the end of August. The Fragile Bee presents pollinator conservation as an environmental justice issue. Her bees are symbols of a movement that aims to undo the damages humans have done. John Gargano, Le Détroit in Dust, that will be honoring working people and the tools they use, that will be up through the end of July. And Kate Gordon, Alligator Naps, up through the end of June. Rain Bedsole, Water and Dreams will be up through the fall, and Black Nature, Letitia Huckabee, will be up through July 10th. For information on other exhibits and activities, you can stop by their website, hilliardmuseum.org. The Lafayette Science Museum is open on the weekends, Saturdays from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m., and Sundays from 1 p.m. until 6 p.m. For information, you can call the Science Museum or stop by their website.
Tune in every Thursday at 7 p.m. after Fresh Air to La Bayonera, Latin, Caribbean, and tropical music for Acadiana with your host, Diego Martin Perez, here on KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette Lake Charles.
Earthbeat has been bringing the pulse of the world to Southwest Louisiana and beyond since the late 1980s. I'm Cecil Doyle. Join me for Earthbeat every Sunday night at 7 p.m. and Thursday evenings at 8 p.m. Earthbeat here on KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette Lake Charles, KRVS.org.
We have all longed for this moment.